Ethena teams with 480B Janus Henderson on tokenized CLO funds. Ethena has partnered with Janus Henderson, an asset manager running roughly $480 billion, to allocate and distribute tokenized collateralized loan obligation funds, according to a June 9th post from Cointelegraph, citing the deal. The arrangement puts a mainstream credit manager's product onto on-chain rails through a protocol that built its name on synthetic dollars rather than structured credit. The news landed during a week tape. As of June 9, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $62,166, down 2.2% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 15, deep in extreme fear. Institutional product announcements tend to register more clearly in conditions like these, when there is little price momentum to talk about, and the story is about plumbing rather than candles. A credit instrument most retail traders never touch, a collateralized loan obligation pools, hundreds of corporate loans, mostly floating-rate leveraged loans to mid-sized companies, then slices the pool into tranches that pay investors in order of seniority. The senior tranches absorb losses last and carry the highest credit ratings. The junior tranches pay more and take the first hit when borrowers default. CLOs are a large, established corner of fixed income, and asset managers like Janus Henderson have built sizable businesses packaging them for institutions, and more recently for retail through exchange-traded funds. Tokenizing that exposure means issuing a blockchain token that represents a claim on the underlying fund. Instead of settling through traditional fund administrators and custodians on a multi-day cycle, holdings can move and settle on-chain. For an asset class defined by floating-rate income and tranche structure, the appeal is faster settlement, programmable distribution, and access to a buyer base that already holds assets in wallets rather than brokerage accounts. Ethena steps beyond the synthetic dollar. Ethena is known for USDE, a synthetic dollar that holds its peg through a hedge position rather than a bank-held cash reserve, and for the staked version that pays yield. A tie-up to distribute tokenized CLO funds is a different line of business. It positions Ethena as a distribution layer that connects an institutional credit product to on-chain demand, not just an issuer of dollar-denominated yield. That shift matters because synthetic dollar yield and tokenized credit draw on different sources of return. USDE's yield has leaned on funding rates and staking. A CLO fund's yield comes from the spread on corporate loans. Routing both through the same protocol gives on-chain allocators a wider menu of income that does not depend on a single market regime. Readers who track stablecoin and stable value products as a place to park balances are watching the same broad category expand from cash-like instruments into actual credit risk. TradFi keeps choosing on-chain distribution. Janus Henderson joins a lengthening list of established managers putting funds on-chain rather than waiting for the trend to mature. Goldman Sachs has tokenized a real estate fund on its own ledger. Circle has brought a wrapped Bitcoin product to Ethereum for institutional DeFi, and a group of large U.S. banks is building a tokenized deposit network. The common thread is distribution. These firms are not abandoning their existing structures. They are issuing on-chain representations to reach holders and settlement systems that traditional rails do not serve well. A CLO fund is a more demanding test than a money market fund or a tokenized treasury, because the underlying loans carry real default risk, and the tranche structure is complex. Putting that instrument on-chain through a crypto-native distributor signals confidence that the buyer base can handle a product more involved than a dollar proxy. It also raises the usual questions that follow any tokenized credit product. How redemptions work when the underlying loans are illiquid? Who handles defaults in the loan pool? And how the on-chain token's price tracks the fund's net asset value during stress? The Cointelegraph post is the primary source for the partnership, and the specific fund structure, launch timing, and chain were not detailed in the announcement as reported. Those details will determine how much of the CLO market actually moves on-chain versus how much stays a headline. For now, the signal is directional: a $480 billion manager and a protocol built on synthetic dollars are pointing structured credit at the same on-chain rails that already carry stablecoins and tokenized treasuries.